Today is Saturday, December 4th. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now officially here in the United States and spreading around the world. But there are still a lot of questions about it. So today we hope to help clarify what scientists do and don't know about this variant right now and when we can expect to get more answers. I'm talking with infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist Dr. Celine Gounder. She's a practicing physician in New York City and has been a trusted voice throughout the pandemic. She's the host of the Epidemic and American Diagnosis podcast and has even advised the White House about COVID-19. Here's our conversation about variants, Omicron, and what to expect next in this pandemic. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Dr. Celine Gounder, thank you for coming on the Newsworthy.
It's great to be here.
So before we get into the specifics of the Omicron variant, can you briefly help people understand why we have different variants of COVID-19 in the first place?
Well, every time the virus transmits from one person to another and then replicates, it mutates. And then some of those mutant viruses go on to survive and spread from person to person. And some of those go on to be variants that spread throughout the population. And so we actually have thousands of variants of SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses. It's just that most of those variants aren't really concerning. It's the variants of concern that are the ones that we worry about. So variants like Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and now Omicron.
Do you think that new and more variants are going to be popping up for how long?
There will be more variants so long as the virus continues to spread from person to person. We can slow the emergence of variants by slowing the spread. And so once many more people are vaccinated, both in the U.S. as well as around the world, you'll see the rate at which variants emerge slow tremendously.
What are a few things we do know about the Omicron variant right now?
Well, I think the most important thing we know about the Omicron variant is that many of the things that we use to protect ourselves against SARS-CoV-2 and prior variants will work just as well against Omicron. And so that includes masking. Right now, we would recommend that you use either a KN95 mask or an N95 mask, which have been shown to be more effective than regular cloth masks or surgical masks. Also, making the most use of ventilation by opening doors and windows, at least to the degree that weather allows, using HEPA air filtration units indoors. And then when you're in settings, perhaps with family and friends, when you don't want to wear a mask, use rapid testing to really reduce the risk of transmission. All of those things still work with Omicron. That has not changed.
Because we know it still is transmitted through the air.
That's right. We know that this is an airborne virus. So masks, ventilation, air filtration, all of those things still work. And our tests still detect Omicron as well.
So what are a few of the things we don't know and are trying to find out right now?
So there are three key questions that we are hoping to get answers to with respect to Omicron. One is whether it is more transmissible. And when we say more transmissible, that's the same thing as saying more infectious or more contagious. How easily does it spread from one person to another? Number two, we would like to see, is this variant immune evading? Let's say you've had a prior infection. How protective is that immunity from prior infection against Omicron? And if you've been vaccinated, how protective is your immunity from vaccination against Omicron? And then number three, how virulent is the variant? So when we talk about virulence, that's really about how severe is the disease in the individual who gets Omicron. And we really don't have a good answer to that one yet at all.
What is being done to try to answer some of these questions that we don't know? And how long do you think it'll be before we do know more about this variant?
So with respect to immune evasion, we should have answers to that within about 2 weeks or so. That requires laboratory testing. As to whether this is a more infectious or transmissible or contagious variant, we should have answers to that probably in the coming month. And as to whether this is a more virulent variant, so causing more severe disease in an individual person, that could take a little bit longer to sort out.
So we know the first case of the Omicron variant was just identified here in the U.S. this week. How concerned are you about this?
Well, I think what's surprising is that we had not detected Omicron here in the US until now. I think many of us have assumed that it has been here. I think one challenge we have is that we're still not doing quite enough genomic sequencing. We're probably at about 15% of cases being sequenced now across the US. That really leaves a lot of cases not being sequenced where you could be missing Omicron.
And when you say sequencing, you're saying looking for what specific variant it is.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking at the genetic code, and that tells you which variant it is.
Still ahead, will you need another booster because of Omicron? If so, should you get the one available now or wait for a new one? And should we expect new lockdowns? Those are just a few of the questions Dr. Gounder is answering next. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Ritual. You all know I love to cite research, and Ritual offers plenty of it. The company says more than 97% of women 19 to 50 years old are not getting enough vitamin D in their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. So Ritual invested in research for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, specifically designed to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. The results? In a study published in the scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. It's part of the reason I feel so great about taking my Ritual vitamins as part of my everyday. I'm currently taking the postnatal vitamin, and I love knowing I'm not only getting those extra nutrients, but also the ingredients are non-GMO, traceable, and vegan-friendly, so there's no shady stuff in there. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. This episode is also brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com. Okay, now back to my conversation with Dr. Celine Gounder. For those who may be debating about whether to get the booster shot available now or to wait for a new type of booster that might come out because of this or other variants, what's your advice?
Oh, it makes no sense to wait. If you're waiting 6 months for an Omicron-specific vaccine, you know, you've already had a huge window of time when you could have been exposed. So my advice is number one, number two, number three, if you have not been vaccinated, please go get vaccinated. We know based on experience with prior variants, specifically the Beta variant, which was also immune evading, we know from that variant that by giving additional doses, booster doses of vaccine, you can override or overcome that relative immune evasion with an extra booster dose. So right now, we're all strongly recommending full vaccination and that booster dose if your full vaccination was more than 6 months ago in the case of Pfizer and Moderna, or in the case of Johnson & Johnson, if it's been 2 months or more since you got a dose, get another booster dose.
Do you expect additional boosters to be necessary?
Well, we're not sure yet. If you get a booster now, that really buys you at least about 6 months. And in that 6 months of time, if it's deemed to be necessary, Pfizer, Moderna, the other vaccine manufacturers would be developing second generation COVID vaccines. And they are already prototyping, designing, you know, a second generation vaccine for Omicron. It would probably take about 3 months, 100 days or so to go from today to the point where they could put something into large scale manufacturing. So if you buy yourself 6 months, you know, I think that's a good window of time. And then at the end of that, you'll be in a good place to say, okay, I need an Omicron specific vaccine and now they're available or not.
Do you think existing treatments for COVID-19 will continue to be effective against the Omicron variant?
We are very concerned that at least some of the monoclonal antibodies may no longer work against Omicron, and that's being tested now. The monoclonal antibodies suffer from the same vulnerability, you could say, as our immune systems to some degree. Our immune systems are actually stronger in the sense that whether it's from natural infection or from vaccination, your body, your immune system develops a whole range of antibodies. It's what we call a polyclonal antibody response. Whereas the drugs that we use are monoclonal antibodies. So in other words, one, not many. And so those are much more vulnerable when you have a mutant virus to not working anymore.
So we have started seeing people going out more, traveling more, going back into the office, that sort of thing. President Biden has promised not to bring back lockdowns because of Omicron. What do you expect the impact of this new variant to be on our daily activities?
It's about doing the things that we know work. And I think the reason we can confidently say, I can confidently say as a former Biden advisor that we're not going back to lockdowns is that we have learned a lot since early 2020 about how the virus is transmitted, what works to prevent transmission. We know that masks work. We know ventilation works. We know air filtration works. We know testing works. We know vaccination works. So really, it's a question of how can we make better use of all the tools at our disposal, not just relying on one. And that's what life is going to look like, is making sure people get vaccinated, making sure people get boosted, wearing that mask indoors, making use of ventilation and air filtration. And then I think rapid testing is going to become more and more a part of life, particularly around travel and, you know, family, large indoor gatherings.
Whether it's politics or pandemic fatigue, we know that not everyone in America is willing to do some of those things. So how would you address that sentiment?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. If you want to get to the other side of this, if you want to live without fear, it's going to mean doing some of these things. It's sort of like ripping off a Band-Aid. Just, you know, get over it, do it, and then we can move forward.
So back in July, you had predicted that the U.S. would continue to face surges and waves of COVID for at least another year. Has that prediction changed at all now that we know about the Omicron variant?
No, I don't think my prediction has changed at all. I think we are going to continue to see surges. You know, when we talk about epidemic versus endemic, it's really a question of what is the shape of the curve. When we talk about epidemic, that is really having these surges, these big peaks in the curve. And then endemic is once you get to the level of you still have transmission in the community, but the shape of the curve looks more like ripples in a pond than big peaks. And we just are not anywhere near that yet. We have not vaccinated nearly enough people yet. You know, in the U.S., we're only at about 60% fully vaccinated. We really need to be getting to 85, 90% plus of people fully vaccinated in order to get ourselves to a place where we would likely see a transition to endemicity. And we're just not there yet.
And that same percentage for stopping or at least slowing the emergence of new variants?
Yeah, I think similarly, if you can suppress to that level, I think you will see a slowing in the emergence of new variants.
Thank you so much to Dr. Celine Gounder for sharing her expertise and insights. And because we're always learning more about this, we will continue to bring you the newest developments on Omicron and America's response to it in our daily 10-minute news roundups. Be sure to join us every Monday through Friday for all that news you need to know. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.